midwives have a unique role in child protection. When I was looking at all the research, they talk about adult services and child services. So the child services focus on the children, obviously, and then they work sort of with the parents. And then the adult services, like, say, drug and alcohol or mental health, work with the adults and so often forget the children. But with a pregnant woman, they can't remove the baby or become child-focused until the baby's born. But midwives begin child protection, like, while the pregnancy is going on.
In New South Wales, under what circumstances is a newborn removed from their parents?
Well, it has to be under the New South Wales law, court order, so it has to meet all of those requirements before a newborn would be removed. Most commonly, it's from vulnerable families, and the vulnerable families may be someone with unmanaged mental health, drug and alcohol misuse, domestic violence, homelessness, people with developmental delay who don't have any support to help them parent a child, really young mums, again, who don't have any support.
I imagine it's a decision that's not taken very lightly, because removing a newborn from their parents is quite harmful to the baby.
That's right. Like, it's not an easy decision to make. And as I said, it has to be under law that, you know, certain things are met. And definitely the aim would be to try to keep the child and the mother or the family group together. However, because newborns are the most vulnerable in terms of child protection, often the babies are removed to keep them safe initially, so that the parents and everything, you know, say housing gets sorted out, or the mother might go to drug rehabilitation or into a mental health facility. And when that sort of, you know, the problems or the vulnerabilities have been corrected, then sometimes the child is restored to that family. But, yeah, it is a really difficult decision for the child protection workers.
Midwives are intimately involved in this experience, and your research has looked at the role of midwives in this process. How did the midwives feel during this?
So it's really difficult for midwives during this process. So midwifery is known as working with women. So we work with women and the families, obviously, for the best outcome for a pregnancy, for parenting, that child might, you know, born into a healthy, happy environment, which includes, you know, the emotional and social circumstances. So to work with vulnerable families is challenging for midwives as well, because we're working with people with domestic violence or mental health. And basically, midwifery is about working with well, healthy women. So the more complications, even psychosocially, it becomes challenging. But also, if the baby's going to be separated from the mother when it's born, you know, that's, you know, the total opposite to what we're aiming to do at most of the time. So it is a challenging thing to do. And the midwives sort of, in my study, talked about weighing up what was in their head and their heart. And so their head, they sort of stated and said, well, we know that it had to happen, that this baby wasn't necessarily going to be safe, or we know we tried our best during the pregnancy to work with this woman and engage in services and it didn't happen. And so they sort of can, you know what they said, work in their head that, okay, it had to happen, but in their heart they still felt, well, this is still a mother who's had her baby removed from her, we've worked with her. And especially some of the midwives talked sometimes that they didn't necessarily agree with the decision. Sometimes they felt that the babies should have gone home with the mother, or sometimes they felt the baby shouldn't have gone home with the mother. And so then they were, you know, conflicted as to what they thought the outcome should have been.
Of course, pregnancy lasts for 9 months. So in theory, if women are showing up to their antenatal classes, there is a chance for midwives to intervene. Is that correct?
That's right. So, I mean, the best sort of outcome would be that the women actually engage in care early, and then things can be put in place. So if community services are already involved, say, for instance, the woman already had a child removed previously, they may actually, you know, say, well, we want these women to go to parenting classes or enter into drug rehab. And then during the pregnancy, there's a chance that things can be put in place that will mean that the mother and baby can go home together. The later the women book and the less engaged in care they are, then the more difficult it is. And, the midwives spoke about the challenges of that, because then you've got less time in the pregnancy to try to get the woman to engage in the services and the care that they need.
At what point is the baby removed from the mother? Is it immediately after birth, or is there a chance for the mother and baby to bond first and have, you know, the first feed and then the baby's taken away?
It really depends on the circumstances of why the baby is going to be removed. So all of those things may be the case. So in some cases, the midwives in the study talked about that the baby was removed immediately, basically once it was born in the birthing unit, and certainly in my own practice, occasionally that has happened. Usually we still like to let the woman cuddle the baby, have a breastfeed. For some of the women that knew that their babies were going to be removed, they also just, they didn't want to actually see their babies, or were happy almost to hand them over. So, and the midwives were confronted with that as well, because they felt, we want you to keep the baby, you know, with you. Alternatively, sometimes when there is a planned removal of a baby, we've kept women in hospital for 7 days, allowed them to breastfeed, bond, take photos, have some time with the babies, but they knew themselves that they were going to be removed. So sometimes the decision is not made until after the baby's born. Community services come in after the baby's born and assess the woman and the family on the ward, and then make a decision. So sometimes it's not known and sometimes it is. And obviously, depending on the risk to the baby, depends how immediately community services might come.
When the baby is actually removed, I know the midwives in the study described it as quite an emotional experience. How do they, as the midwife, deal with those feelings of watching a baby being taken from its mother?
So the midwives used words, the most common word they used was it was hard, and then they talked about being awful, traumatic, distressing. The midwives talked about that they cried either with the woman or sometimes later, because they just felt that it was such a traumatic thing to remove a baby.
Even how do the mothers react?
Well, the mothers react sometimes with grief, and sometimes they react aggressively, so they get really angry. So even though the midwives might have worked with the women and other services and given the mother the opportunity to either change or to say that your baby is going to be removed, at the actual time that it is removed, the women have a various range. You can't really describe the range of how a woman might react. The midwives talked about in their own practice that it was like when they were with a woman who'd had a stillbirth, so that same sort of emotional feeling that this woman had lost her baby. And the one midwife said that the difference is that there was some sort of completion if you'd lost a baby, or if there was an adopter baby, that was often a choice. But with a removal of a baby, they talked about it being missing, almost like a missing person.
And finally, is there anything that you can recommend that would help the process, make it a bit easier and less traumatic?
Just some of the suggestions that the midwives made was that we actually educate undergraduate nurses and midwives around child protection and around the fact that children are removed or babies are removed from their parents, so that they can anticipate what are the actual practical things that happen in a hospital when this occurs, but also how they're going to feel emotionally and how they're going to support each other, or to go and get some sort of what we call clinical supervision to debrief around events like this.